Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Who are you? I'm you, from the future. What do you want? I want to tell you about Dave. Dave has your future money. Spend it on whatever you need. With extra cash from Dave, you can get up to $500 instantly with no interest and no credit check. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
Hey everyone, it's another one of our weekend previews here on the Blue Room, and it is Burnley at Goodison Park on Saturday. Everton looked to bounce back from that loss to Chelsea on Monday. I spoke to Natalie Bromley from the No Name Ever podcast this week over on the Blue Room Extra, about 25 minutes in full. Spoke about their new ownership, what's been going on there this season, the hopes of staying up in the Premier League this term, and what we can expect from them on Saturday. So if you want to listen to that in full, do come and join us over on the Blue Room Extra. We're putting out multiple Everton shows every single weekday, looking back at and analysing all of Everton's football matches at the moment. It's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. Works out about £1 a week. There's no fixed contract, so you can stop and start it at any time. You get access to all that content, all the historical content we've had as well, with regards to interviews from former players and that sort of thing as well. But in the meantime, here's a segment of it. Hopefully we'll see you on the Blue Room Extra, and be sure as well to check out all of our coverage around the Burnley game this weekend.
There's so many variables at the bottom at the moment. I do genuinely think we're going to be all right. We'll get beat this weekend for sure. I'm dreading this weekend. We're going to get hammered. No, we will. We will. You guys are playing. Do you know what? It feels like it's finally fallen into place for you guys now. Like, it feels... And I don't mean to be disrespectful to the club or to the listeners, so please don't take this as an offence to you, but I feel like, particularly the last two managerial appointments, you just got it wrong. And you just had lost your way a little bit, and you just felt... I hate criticising other clubs because I know how it feels when I listen to it, but certainly the last two appointments, it was a bit like you'd lost your identity a bit, and it was a bit like, guys, what are you doing? And these are terrible appointments. And as soon as Ancelotti got appointed, I was like, yes, this is right, and I was right. And it just feels like... the players are settled. It feels like there's some spark of enthusiasm. It feels like there's some ambition back in the club. And you've steadied it down a bit. And some of that kind of erratic results and inconsistent performances have settled down a bit now. And to be honest, I think next season is going to be a really key season for you guys. I really do. I'm excited to see where you take this. So, yeah, I'm not expecting anything except for just... goal difference is going to come into place. If you guys could maybe keep it below three, that would be great. That would really probably help us out.
Tell you what, Natalie, you can't have seen Everton's home record this season.
Is it really bad? I didn't think it was that bad.
It's very, very bad. So it's the Southampton game they won last time at home was the first time they'd won since December at Goodison Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know what? That's quite interesting, really, because there's no fans in the grounds at the moment. I've definitely kind of fallen out of favour between analysing home and away stuff. They all just merge into one for me, and I genuinely hadn't picked up on that there was a home problem.
Yeah, massive home issue. The vast majority of the points have come away from home. But you know, I was going to ask you about your guys, actually, because I was looking at your fixtures before and your results, and it just feels like you've played a turf more loads recently. I mean,
yeah, it really does.
Has that become a bit of an issue? Well, I suppose that in the last two games, I've watched a lot of Burnley recently. Every time my wife comes in, like, why are you watching these lads in Claret and Blue again? but I watched the Leicester game and I watched the Arsenal game at the weekend, and it did sort of feel as though, while it wasn't Burnley at the best, it felt as though things were getting back towards it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But I think one of the problems is that because there's a definite blueprint to the way that Burnley play, a Sean Dyche team play, and what we do to be able to get points out of games that we've probably got no business getting points out of games. But what worries me a little bit is, and this is where I think this season comes in, is that it almost feels like we're riding our luck at the moment, and that everybody knows how we're playing. Clever coaches know how to counteract it, and we tend to not really have a plan B. So definitely high on the agenda for these new owners is to get some new players into this squad, get some difference, give us a plan B, give us different players who can just play things differently, because we've now spent 5 years playing the same football, and it's, you know, some seasons it's been great, some seasons it's not been great. And I don't know whether or not, when you say it's not been Burnley back to their best, I'm not entirely sure whether we've actually peaked. And when you see things like the Leicester game or the Arsenal game, you think, well, that's our top standard now. Listen, this is really difficult to analyse because the players, everybody's players, have been asked a lot of this season. They're tired, they're jaded, everybody's just fed up with lockdown 456 or whatever number we're on now. And it just, it genuinely feels like a bit of an anomaly. So it feels like a fruitless exercise. Not fruitless, that's not the right word, pointless exercise at the moment for us all to sort of try and do some really in-depth analysis and some sort of like psychological review of what's happening. And I've kind of learned that over the course of the season. I think, you know what, is it okay just to sit here and say, do you know what, this is just an odd season, and let's not try and look at this with any, you know, with too great a depth. Let's just accept that it's a funny one, and let's just, what will be at the end of the season. It looks, fingers crossed, like it's going to be Sheffield United, West Brom, and either Fulham or Newcastle that goes down, fingers crossed. And then, you know, we get a proper summer. Everybody's going to be vaccinated by the summer. Fans will be back in the grounds again come August. Let's just, you know, let's not try and overthink this. And I think importantly for all of us, let's not try and carry hangovers from this season into next.
Northern Tool and Equipment isn't just a store. It's a problem solver's paradise. Fully stocked with the right professional grade tools and fully staffed with experts who have the right answers. Problem solved.
Northern Tool and Equipment summer sale is on now. Stop in and save up to 50% on pressure washers, sprayers, generators, fans, lawn and garden equipment, and more. Hundreds of deals in store or at northerntool.com.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.